stars of evening that are shining in the sky. Can you count the clouds that daily over all the world go by? God the Lord, who never slumbers, keeps all the boundless numbers, but he cares more for thee. Yes, he cares more for thee. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Can you count the many children in their little beds at night, who without a thought of sorrow rise again at morning light? God the Lord, who dwells in heaven, loving care to each he has given. He has not forgotten thee, he has not forgotten thee. Count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has
today, your faithful guide for the pilgrim's band. We praise you for being our shelter in our times of storm. And as we offer sacrifice of praise, as we've come with our sinfulness, as we've come broken, we have come to be mended by you. We have wandered far away from you, God, but we are coming home. And so now, as I stand between the living and the dead, to open the unfathomable riches of your scriptures, stand one more time in my body, Holy Ghost. Use me now in a meaningful manner. May you send angels who excel in strength to tabernacle with us. Hold back the winds of strife. Hold the devil away from us and keep our minds on you. Help my friends on the outside to listen to your words. Remove distractions and help us to remember that we're sitting and standing on holy ground. So we come with an attitude of reverence. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be found acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. Let everyone say, amen. You may be seated. We give God thanks. We give him praise for his grace and his mercies. What do you say? It's not of our own will that we're alive, but it's because of God's grace and his mercies. And I'm so thankful that I can come to church to give God praise. What do you say? The song says, safety through another week, God has carried us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his course today. Indeed, it's a privilege to be in the house of God again to worship and magnify his name. For as I always say, despite what men may say, this is still the day that the Lord hath made. What do you say? The psalmist David says, let us rejoice and be glad. And I'm so happy. If you're happy to be alive, you're happy to be able to squeeze your nose, you can hold your ears, you can kick your foot, and you can breathe oxygen. Let me hear you say amen. Shall we praise the Lord, everybody? Come on, lift up your hands and praise the Lord. For he's worthy to be praised. The psalmist David says, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Jesus isn't worthy to be praised. What do you say? And the Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Before I begin any form of preaching and before I open the Word of God, I'm asking my wonderful mothers and fathers just to ensure that you have your children seated as we read the Word of God, because the Word is powerful. And I'm asking you, please, if you don't need to go to the bathroom and do anything, I'm seeing some persons that have been moving 3-4 times throughout the day. It would be really nice if you could just keep yourself a little calm with the Spirit as we tabernacle together. What do you say? Praise the Lord. Turn your Bibles, if you will, quickly, as we expedite matters expeditiously. Turn with me to the chapter of Luke, the 22nd chapter, rather, of the book of Luke. Now, many of you don't come to the nightly services. And that's when we are on the outside, where we get a special blessing. You miss certain kinds of messages. Pastor is smiling. We're on the outside. How many persons are happy to be on the outside? You know that you enjoy yourselves on the outside. Let's wave your hand for the evangelist. Praise the Lord. So the rest of us are new members. Good to see you, Brother Guthrie, and the members of the Advent Fellowship Group, which comprises of the students who are Seventh-day Adventists from the UTEC, or University of Technology, and also the University of the West Indies. Could you wave your hand, students who are here? Say, praise the Lord, church. It's a small contingent. The last time I invited them, I was in Wilmington, and over 30 of them came. I don't know if they got scared of the smoke, but there's no smoke in Riverton. What do you say? God is a consuming fire. Praise the Lord. Good to have them. Praise God for them. And we praise God for their president. President, could you just stand and wave so they could see your charming face? I don't know if you're married, is it? But just let them see your charming face. Brother Guthrie, he's just a faithful and humble guy. We spoke this week and he is so kind to be with us. Turn your Bibles quickly. Luke, the 22nd chapter. Now, it's a different kind of word. On the nightly, we have a more thematic approach. On Sabbaths, I focus on a special passage of Scripture. Are you with me? Luke, the 22nd chapter, jump down with me to verse 31. As I was wrestling with the Spirit, deciding which of the three sermons I was supposed to preach. But as I have been messed up and have been troubled by the devil this week, I decided to look at this one. And many of us can attest of the devil's trials and tribulations. Isn't that so? Verse 31, read with me to verse 33. Verse 31, read with me if you will. And the Lord said what? Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. There are two you's in the passage. Most preachers jump over that. I'll be looking at that. That he may sift you as wheat. But, verse 32, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Now hear what Peter says to Jesus, verse 33. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both to prison and to death. What a testimony, Pastor, from Peter. Praise the Lord. Let me see you wave your Bibles quickly. Let's show them how we do it night after night. Let's show how we do it. Good to see Kamisha, a former president of Advent Fellowship. Good to see Claudine. She's from the cool hills of Mandeville. Good to see you. And Sanjay, good to see you also. And all the Evangelist Staff. Evangelist Staff is here. Evangelist Staff, could you stand with that beautiful, I think he's a fiance? Say praise the Lord. Now, there's something interesting. Just bear with me. I know time is of the essence. She doesn't want me to trouble her. They're going to be married soon. I think in April. It's in April, my birth month. Now, Evangelist Staff is in his second year, I believe, when I did a crusade, Pastor, at Whitehall Avenue, Seventh-day Adventist Church. I was one of the persons, God inspired me through my preaching, he decided to do theology. What do you say? So young men leading young men, what do you say down there? And he has never looked back. He can give you his testimony. Oh God, snatched him from dance, so snatched him from the gun violence. And many of you men are here. God can use you just like he's using Evangelist Staff. What do you say? Let's wave our Bibles quickly. And let me show you. Let's wave our Bibles. No, please don't wave your lighters. It's not smoking time. And don't wave your rag. It's not carnival. We're waving the words of the Almighty God. What do you say? Give me the Bible. It is. Give me the Bible. It will. Make me whole. Man shall not live by what? But by every single word that proceeded where? So if you have it in your hand, just wave your hand and say amen. If you have it in your head, let me hear you say praise the Lord. And if you have it in your heart, let me hear you say, thank you, Jesus. Isaiah says, the grass withereth and the flowers fadeth, but the words of the Almighty God stands firm forever. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Say, neighbor, I love you. Come on, hold the neighbor and shake off your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, I love you. Now, there's a lady looking at me. Oh, she's getting a hand. She's getting a hand. She's so beautiful in Afrocentric hairstyle. Wow. Yes, she's a good friend. Good to see you. Wave. So touch your neighbor and shake off your neighbor and say, neighbor, I love you. And there is nothing you can do about it. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I've come for a faucet in my faith. A spigot in my spirit. Don't try to figure that out. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't hold my praise hostage. If I wave my hand too high, just duck. Because I'm just praising the Lord. We're too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. Let me see you wave your hand for Jesus. Praise the Lord. The title for the next few minutes, for the next 25 minutes, is Shaken But Not Shut Down. Shaken But Not Shut Down. Last week we looked at the battle is not yours, it's the Lord, didn't we? We had a good time. I wish I could preach that sermon over and over. That sermon was Stand Still, Then Still Stand. We played around the language, didn't we? Yes, yes. Took you back to school. Some of you didn't know what is an adjective and a verb is. Sad. Okay. Just teasing you, Pastor. You missed that one. Shaken. But not shut down. Tomorrow night we'll be having a baptism. On my list, Pastor, I have 10 people. And 8 of them came Thursday night and we prayed for them. Brother Kevin Edwards was missing because of circumstances. But we're still looking for Brother Bartley. But we hope to have all 10. And some persons will be baptized at the river. And some will be in the night. Praise the Lord. Good to have you, Pastor. Our senior pastor, let's pray for him. Shaken, but not shut down. Of all the 12 apostles noted in the New Testament, Peter stands out to me as one of the most profound. By extension, in the synoptic gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll find Peter on the move for Christ. Peter, you remember him, don't you? For those of you who go to Sunday school, or you used to go to Sunday school and you went to Sabbath school and wandered away, you remember Peter, don't you? Peter, the one who always wanted to be the center of attraction. It was Peter who stepped out on the Lake of Galilee with his scuba diving Mark II shoes, who wanted to walk to Christ. Don't you know Peter? Peter, you know him, don't you? Ear cutting, bad word cursing, player hating Peter. Peter was not described, Pastor, as an introvert, but an extrovert. Peter, beloved, was always wanting to be the leader, the manager, and representer of the disciples. It was Peter who described by many theologians, Sister James, as impulsive and impetuous, quick to speak. Peter was the one in this passage who Christ said would deny him 3 times. And then we see Peter at his conversion experience at the day of Pentecost, preaching, and over 3,000 persons were added to the church. Now Peter isn't in trouble. In this passage of scripture, Luke chapter 22, it reminds us of Satan's trickery and his treachery, his power and his prominence. Do I have a witness? The Bible reminds us that in Ephesians 6 and verse 12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, help me out, church, against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It was Peter who said in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, for the devil, your adversary, is as a roaring lion. But John puts it more evident in John 12 and verse 12. He says, woe be unto the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down with great. So I'm just here to let you know, beware of the devil. He's at you. He wants to shake you. And so the Bible reminds us in this passage of scripture, beloved, in the 22nd chapter, verse 31, Jesus, let me give you an idea of the pictorial image. Jesus and his disciples had gone to Jerusalem now, where they knew in advance that he would be betrayed and crucified, as they met in the upper room Advent Fellowship to observe the Passover service and inaugurate the Lord's Supper. As their minds should have been in tune with the Passover, they were fussing and fighting about who would be the leader in heaven when Christ went to heaven. Now, beloved friends, while they bickered, while the disciples were bad mind chattering, wondering who would be next to Christ in heaven, hear me carefully. While they were busy doing that, Jesus stopped them in their tracks, and he looked at Judas and told them that Judas would betray him. Scripture says that the devil had already taken over Judas, and Judas left and sold Jesus for how many pieces of silver? 30 pieces of silver. And now the devil took over Judas, the treasurer, and now was looking at the leader. You're still not with me. May I suggest to you, beloved, that my leaders up in here, when the Bible says, when you hit the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. Will somebody praise the Lord? May I suggest to my Advent Fellowship president, make sure that you have the blood of Jesus applied on your life, because the devil strikes at leaders. So it was following this event that Jesus, hear me carefully as I set my context, foreseeing the impending danger, knowing that Peter would be the famous leader of the church, knowing that Peter would heal the lame man at the gate called Beautiful, knowing that Peter, James, and John would carry on the gospel, he said, no, I can't allow the devil to get Peter. He looked at Peter and said, Simon, notice carefully. He called Simon by Peter by his own name. He said, Simon, the devil is excessively asking over and over to hold you, to shake you, to rattle your religion, to break you, but I've done something for you, Simon. No, don't miss this. Some preachers jumped in on this passage. Have so many juicy stuff. Don't miss this. You may say, Pastor, where you come at this boring old passage I've always heard preach. Don't miss this. There's some things that the Holy Ghost showed me. The Bible says Christ called Peter not by Petrus, small stone, not by his fortified name, not by his name changed. Do you know that in heaven, new heaven, if you get baptized and you're in heaven, there'll be a new name written down in glory. Some can I talk to somebody down there? They may call you all what they want to call it, put your life on the inspection. But may I just put this little footnote of advertisement? When they put your life on the inspection, God will put your life, God has a life on the construction. Will somebody say amen? Let them talk about you, but just wait. It's not how you start the race, it's how you're finish it. And when you get to heaven, you shall be changed. I didn't feel like preaching. Let me hold my peace for a minute. Let me feed your minds before I feed your souls. No. Watch me carefully. God said to Peter, God in the flesh, Simon. The repetition is symbolic of the weakness that was in Simon's old name, his old self, the ear-cutting Simon. The bad word cursing Simon at the Lake Galilee. The bad man Simon. The Simon who had his knife always at his side. Like some of you men down here and some of our men in our community. Do I have a saying? No, I am a pastor. I don't carry knives. But I know of some good pastors who carry knives. And the Bible says they preach like Paul. No weapons formed against you shall prosper. Yet you have a knife. It's sad. Many of these bishops have guns. But God took Simon and changed him to Peter. But he said, no, listen, Peter, I'm not calling you by that name. I'm calling you by Simon because something's about to happen to you. And now, don't miss this. He called Simon how many times in your Bible? He called him 2 times. Oh, there's something about this. Footnote. What's the spiritual application? God called Abraham 2 times and told him to kill his son. And Abraham went by faith to kill Isaac. He called Moses 2 times at the burning bush in Exodus chapter 3. He called Samuel 3 times. And Samuel said, here am I, oh Lord, send me. May I talk to somebody today? Some of you are sitting here and God has called you over 50 times. He has called you over 100 times to come and give your life to Jesus. And you mess up, you disobey God. But thank be to God, even in our challenges, even in our mess, he still calls your name. When you're not looking for God, God keeps looking for you. Hear me carefully, you're not baptized. He's still calling. The songwriter says softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me at the heart's portals. He's waiting and he's watching. Watching, beloved friends. He said, Simon, Simon, the devil is asking for your soul. He has Judas already. Now he wants you. Spiritual application. Don't miss this. I have a lot of application to give you. Don't miss this. Isn't it a wonderful thing to know? Can I talk with you? That evil angels and demons and the devil himself, once you're wrapped up and tied up with Jesus, he has to ask permission to get your souls. Ellen White reminds us in the book Testimonies to the Church that the devil would want to throw all his spiritual darts on you, but he can't throw all if you're baptized. He can only throw some. You missed that. He can only throw some problems. He can only throw some challenges. But when you're wrapped up, can I talk to somebody? Tied up and tangled up with Jesus. When you're born of the water, the Spirit and your blood, when you're saved and sanctified, a Holy Ghost filler, a water baptizer, will somebody praise the Lord? He can throw all, he can throw some. But may I say to you today, if you're messed up in your challenge, he won't give you too much that you can't bear. Remember Job. Job was a perfect in God's sight. Not without sin, but perfection in the context. He followed the commandments of God. He did what God told him to say. He did not drink rum or Hennessy because he knew Proverbs 20 verse 1 says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is... Oh yeah, I'm going to preach this thing. Many of you, I don't get you on a Sabbath. I want to see you at funeral services. And I want to see your wedding. We might as well preach this thing. He didn't have sex before marriage. He did not go to the Gaza or Golis side because he knew that the best place to be is in the church where God's name is. We learned that last week, didn't we? Oh, beloved friends, but Job had everything, Pastor. He had a beautiful wife, wonderful in the hips and pretty in the fingertips. He had a big basement house in Beverly Hills, or Smoky Vale, if you please. Oh, you're with the saints of God. He had a BMW and an Escalator and a Tundra or a Tacoma, if you please. At the same time, so the devil went up to Christ and said, God, let me touch Job for a little bit. I can't touch him as I want to, but let me touch him for a while. And so the Bible says, Job lost everything. He lost his family. He lost his house. Somebody ran to Job and said, your car is on fire. He lost everything. And on top of that, he had a terrible disease that could not find a cure. He was filled with leprosy and mixed up with arthritis. And he had all kind of ailments. But Job said, even though worms may eat my body, I'm going to wait till my change comes. Job said, beloved friends, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be his name. My first point, which is the main point for the whole sermon, catch it if you will. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, if he shakes you, come on, fuck your neighbor and say, neighbor, if he shakes you, he can't break you. Will somebody say amen? My friends, the Bible says the devil hath desire to have you, underline the first you, to sift you. The first you in the context of the Greek is humus, which means in a singular context, you, Peter. But the second you was plural, humeas in the Greek, which symbolizes all of us. Some pastors miss that. He wants to save you, Peter. But not only you, if he can get you, you are the leader. If I can get Peter, then I get all of you, because all of you follow Peter. If I can get the pastor, then all of the whole church will fail. If I can get the elders, and that's why we as pastors, we are constantly attacked by the devil. You, humus in the Greek, the enemy of souls, the trickster, the accuser of the brothers, Revelation 12, verse 10. The accuser, the Bible says, wants to have you, beloved, whether you're baptized or not. The only aim the devil has for your life is for you to die. He said, you shall not surely die. He makes it drink till you drink till you drink, and you get cirrhosis of the liver. Do you know people like that? And their tummy is so big that they're going to explode. He allows the smoke to. I was driving with Karim on Thursday, my musician, and I was driving past, and we saw police officers further up on Malines Road. But when we got down, we saw a man prostrate on the ground, and we stopped the car because we thought he was dead. And when we asked the three, and all his friends were around him, and we thought he was dead. When he smoked till he was unconscious. And if you smoke too much, your heart races, and then you're going to coma like he is now. And they were laughing and gallivanting without himself carrying him to the hospital. You have sex too much and then they get AIDS. The devil wants you to die. So he wanted to get Peter. And on top of that, he wanted to get the disciples. Now the Greek word for sift you as wheat is syniazo. Say syniazo. You're speaking in tongues, which is interpreted as shake or riddle. Can I put it where you can catch it? Oh, let me put it where you can catch it. I remember going into the country. Some of you are from country, don't it? Nobody wants to raise your hand. Yeah, you don't want to remember where you're coming from. You leave country and gone to university. You don't want to remember where you're coming from. We need to know where you're coming from to see where you're going to. Will somebody say amen? Okay, for those of you who want to remember, you were in country. I used to go to country, pastor. My grandmother, pastor, would get that crocus bag with the wheat. Get this. And it was a lumpy crocus bag, lumpy wheat. She would make those Johnny cakes and those blue jars. Oh, you're not with me. You're still not there, blue jars. But to get the wheat smooth, Sister James, she would have to sift that thing. I'm alone up in here. Do you know what I'm talking about, Brother Sinclair? She would sift that thing. She would shake that thing until it became smooth so she could make those dumplings. Will somebody say amen? Will somebody praise the Lord? Thank God for grandmothers. Will somebody say amen down there? But by application, the spiritual application is, the wheat is symbolic of grace. And the shaft that you try to get away is symbolic of sin. Don't miss this. He's a soul seater. He hit me last night about 12 o'clock in the night. And when the devil shakes you, he's shaking to shake off the sin. His sifter shakes the sin on you constantly, constantly. He throws things and throws things. But thank God, where sin abounds, grace must more abound. Will somebody say amen? Will somebody praise the Lord? So he may shake you of all the money you have. Shake you till you have no job. Shake you till you have no wife. Shake you of all the faith you have. But when he shakes you, he can break you. Because the song says, hold on to your joy. J-O-Y, joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Can I preach like I feel it? Keep on praying. Keep on pressing on. The upward way. New heights I'm gaining. Every day, if he shakes you and you're praying and you're crying, weeping and joys for night, but sweet joy comes in the morning.
Is there anybody here who knows what it means to lean on Jesus? Is there anybody here can testify? You know what it means to lean on Jesus. Yeah. When many of your friends mess up your name as a pastor and say, Joe Van White, all kind of things about, I heard some stories about myself. I heard I was married. Oh, you see, let me preach to brother. I heard I was married, beloved. Married and have two kids. My brother told me, and they confronted him one of these Advent Fellowship things. I don't know where, one of these things he went to. And the lady girl was cussing off, said, oh, Joe, didn't tell me he got married. I wanted to go to the wedding. He's married. He took his. I was like, wow. My brother wasn't even at the wedding. Are you still with me? He will shake you with all kind of things. With false accusations. Do I have a witness? He will shake you in the church with church people. But don't worry about church people. Let me tell you something. If you allow church people, can I just talk with you today? If you allow church people to keep you out, you'll forever be out. But I don't come. I always say, for church people, I come to meet Jesus Christ. Will somebody say amen? Because of Jesus, my burdens are bearable. With Jesus, my rivers are crossable. With Jesus, my pain is endurable. My burdens are bearable. And heaven is attainable. Because there is no broken vessel that God can mend. When the world turns their back on you, he will be your friend. Hallelujah! He'll pick up the pieces time and time again. There is no broken vessel. My friends, you may be battered and bruised today. You don't have no money. It's hard to maintain the child that you have now. But my second point is, someone is praying for you. The Bible says, the devil says, Simon, Simon, the devil has to die to sift you. Now, no, thank God, the apostle Luke did not put a full stop after that. He put a coordinative conjunction, which is but. Can I talk to you about the but for a minute? The but is a coordinative conjunction that joins what goes before to what goes after. Are you still with me? And as a language art teacher from Micah, its but is connects. It before you're supposed to die, before the devil would sift you, but someone is praying for you. Will somebody say amen? Oh, you still haven't catch it. Romans 6 verse 23 says, the wages of our sin leads to death, but the gift of God is eternal life. John 3 verse 17 says, God did not send his son into the world to condemn us for our sins, but that the world through him might be saved. Will somebody say amen? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings as eagles, weeping and joys for night. But sweet joy comes in the morning. There's something about the but. I thank God today that my Jesus is praying for me. The song says, I need the prayers of those I love while traveling through life's rugged way, that I may true and faithful be and live for Jesus every day. He said, I want my friends not to chastise my name, not to mess with me, but us pray. Hallelujah. We have too much criticism in the church. Too much fighting among us. Too much fighting and fussing. But biting. Help me preach the Holy Ghost. Hypocrisy in the church. Malice. We need more feast, fasting and less feasting, somebody says. More praying and less strain. More, less gossipers and more gospel workers. Will somebody say amen down there? Don't talk about me, just pray for me. If we had more prayer in the church, we'd be packed to capacity. Will somebody say amen? But I thank God Riverton is a praying church. Will somebody say amen? Riverton is a church that prays for people, who love people. Will somebody say amen? And if they never used to do it before, now the joy with Jesus crusade has come and the church has changed. The church has been transformed. And so you can get baptized and find hope in this church and find hope with Jesus. Will somebody say amen down there? I believe we need more prayer. Well, you missed this. But I have prayed. In the Greek, it's perfect passive. You miss it. You put in some English language. Well, it's present passive, Pastor. It simply means I have been praying. Oh, you missed this. Christ is saying, Ashore, I have been praying for your ministry. So while the devil came to me, I've already prayed. And while he came, I was praying. And after he has gone, I'm still praying. Oh, will somebody say amen down here? I'm so glad God is praying for me. There's always somebody praying for the pastor, praying for me, hoping that I won't fall, that I won't slip, because somebody's praying for me. I thank God today we serve a mighty God who prays for us. That's why 1 John 2 verse 1, if you turn your Bibles, there, we have a high priest. My little children, I pray. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, you can turn it there quickly. He says, my little children, I pray that you sin not. But if you sin, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is my intercessor. He is my family counselor. He is my mind regulator. He is my burden bearer. He is my soul stirrer. He is my family counselor. Will somebody say amen? That's why the song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All the sins and the griefs to bear. Oh, what a blessed privilege. Is there anybody here who's thankful that you can pray to Jesus? It's a blessed privilege. Just lift up your hands and give God praise. Just say thank you, Jesus. You can cut all. You can carry all things to him in prayer. Bible says, if any man sin, there's an advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. It's a simple word today. You may have been shaken, but don't let the devil shut you down. Will somebody say amen? Now, this is the part that most of you may not want me to preach. The Bible says, but when thou art converting, I pray that your faith fail not. Why? Because the spiritual application, get this, Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, without faith, write down this text, Hebrews 11 verse 6, I'm taking my time. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith is a substance hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My faith looks up to thee, O Lamb. Ah, yeah, you're with me. Faith is still the victory that overcomes the world. Will somebody say amen down there? I pray that your faith fail not. Will somebody say amen? The devil may shake us, but he can't shut us down. But many of us have challenges. He can keep on shaking us because we're not converted. Are you still with me? Revival and reformation speaks to a spiritual inward transformation that shows an outward reformation. You missed that. So transformation on the inside, because your inward thoughts manifest in your outward thoughts. So as a man thinketh, so is he. Can I keep on teaching you? So transformation leads to reformation. So revival, in context, we preach about revival. That's transformation. Some revitalization in your spiritual life. And then when you start praying, when you start reading, when you start feasting on the word of God, it leads to a reformation. You don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't curse, you don't play hypocrite, you don't backbite, you don't sleep around, because great change has been wrought in your life since Jesus came in. Will somebody say amen? So God knew about his, what the faith has to do with. But when thou art, I'm closing with this, but when thou art converted, 25 minutes has gone, yeah. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Don't miss this, pastor. My friends, you may have been shaken. And he wants to shut. Peter. You would think. This is so sweet. That Peter, having walked with God for 3.5 years, would have gotten some sort of conversion. You missed this. But even when Christ was about to be crucified, and if you read the story going down to verse 51, all the way down to 62, you will see Peter denying Christ 3 times, and the cock crew. Will somebody say amen? You will think that Peter would at least have some sort of spiritual relationship. After 3 years seeing God heal a blind, heal a sick, allow a dead man Lazarus to be raised from the dead, you would have to think that Peter we have some kind of transformation. But Peter wasn't converted yet. Can I preach this thing like a feed pastor? Excuse me for a minute. There are some of us here who have been in church for 20 years, still not converted. On church choirs, in churches, still ain't converted. And then you mess up people who want to come to church. They look at you for an example. And because you're so messed up, they don't come to church because they're looking for Jesus in you. And then G. White says the greatest witness is not preaching or sermonizing. It's your spiritual lifestyle. Hear me, somebody. Be like Jesus is my song in the home and in the strong. Be like Jesus all day long. I want to be like Jesus moment by moment. day by day, minute by minute. Give me Jesus. Ella's not converted. Oh, not at Riverton. Riverton, we are converted. Not at Riverton. If you can't say amen, just say ouch. And if you can't say ouch, say ami. Sabbath school teachers not converted. Can I share this little thing? And it's 20 past 12. It's early. But let me close. Can I tell you one more thing? Or you want me to finish preaching? Can I just tell you this? I remember pastor leaving NCU, going in a taxi, going home. Rather, coming from home, going to NCU on a Friday evening. Can I talk to you, Brother Guthrie? Talk about elders not converted. When I got into the car, I saw the elder at the front. Big time elder. I won't tell you which church. And I was in the car and the elder got in. I'm sorry. When the elder got in at one of the stops on my way to NCU, around Cedar Grove thereabout, coming near to NCU, you could walk from Cedar Grove to NCU. Those of you who know Mandeville. The elder got in the car and the taxman knew the elder. And I kept silent. Oh, I'm elder, what number you by? Oh, I tell you something by a policeman, you know. Big Friday evening. Now, some of you would have gone, not said anything to the elder, and go all over the city, cursing the elder, messing up the elder's name. Ah, yeah, many of you would have said that. Well, when I came out of the car, I shook the elder's head, and I said, Happy Sabbath. And I said, I'm praying for you. And I left him. He and God will work that out. All I need to do is pray. Are you still with me? Ah, some of you don't say amen for that. But you don't have to say amen. Just say ouch. Yeah. Many of you would have clutched your eyes off the elder and spread the whole community. And then you see the application, spiritual application is when you mess up that elder's name, it affects the church. So instead of spreading his name, help the elder. Pray for him. Study with him. Because we all want to make it to Canaan's land. We all want to go to heaven. I don't want no one to be missing. That's why I'm preaching night after night. Begging you, beseeching you. I can't force you to get baptized. I can only show you what the Bible says. The Bible says, how can a man cleanse his ways unless he takes heed to the word of God? All I can tell you night after night, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my part. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. That's all I can say to you. You and God have to work it out. Leaders, you can't strengthen your church spiritually and effectively unless you have connected to divinity. Oh, you missed that. You can't, write this down, spiritual application. You can't effectively and spiritually strengthen your church unless you're connected to divinity. You have to have a relationship with Christ. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Will somebody say amen down there? You may have not given your heart to Jesus. It's not too late. It simply means by application that Peter was just following around. He was just a follower, not a knower of Christ. But a follower. How many of us are guilty of that today? It's a different kind of word. Last week we were jumping and screaming. This week is an introspective message. How many of us today, we don't really know Jesus? We haven't gotten that Damascus experience. You come on testimony, you can't give a testimony. You can only testify if somebody else is testimony. But you got to know Jesus for yourself. Will somebody say amen? You got to know the man Christ Jesus. You got to know what he says and say what he means. Will somebody say amen? I remember driving out one day out of my home. Can I just talk with you? I know my time is up. But can I just minister to your soul? And I drove and I was rushing out, not remembering to pray as I always do. And the Spirit says, stop the car and pray. I prayed specifically, God, guide me safely, as I always say, keep me away from evil men, wicked spirits, evil women too. Yeah. Men, you need to pray that prayer too. Yeah, I've met some evil women who say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And they sing like angels. Yeah. Nobody knows scripture like them. Peter could quote all the scriptures that Jesus said. But you can know all the prophecies and the spiritual texts. But your heart is bad. And I said, God, make sure the car comes back with me. I don't know why I said that. I had a spear. but forgot the spirit wasn't pumped up. Mercy, Pastor, you know what I'm talking about. I went to Spanish Town, coming back, playing as an event, emceeing and playing the saxophone at an event. Coming back, can I talk with you? 12:30 there. No, I stopped at my friend in Spanish Town for a little while and, you know, played around sometime. We talking, we watching TV. And then I said, let me just head on home. 12:30, heading on home. On Mandela Highway. Spear not working. Opening up, but no spear. Tire burst. What to do when you don't know what to do? Took my lug too. Start. Some of you drive cars and don't know to change a tire. My father said, you ain't driving nothing unless you can change a tire and let me see you change that tire. Took out my lug tool. No, put a little stone at the back there. Yeah. Make sure the handbrake is up. Yeah, you guys know the drill. Let me help my ladies. Sanjay said, yeah, I know to change a tire. Attitude, girl. I got that thing. Pull it up. Took my lug tool. Started to. But when I tried at what I remember my mechanic telling me I needed to change one of the lug knobs. It was stuck, couldn't come off. All the three of them except that one, stubborn. I did have a spare. I called my landlord, he came. My size of tire is 14, his size of tire was 13. Could help me. So two of us was there stranded. I was there for 2 hours before he came. I called Pastor Anthony Taylor. He came with his wife at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I was at Mandela for about 4.5 hours. Mercy me. And he came and he gave me a little spear. Story ain't done yet. Put on the donut, Pastor. Coming down home. No, you know, I wasn't employed as yet, so I didn't have much money. Coming down home. Reaching home, beloved. Taking a big turn. Pluck! CV joint gone. But the good thing about the prayer is the car managed to carry me at my home. That's the kind of God we serve. You have to have faith. I forgot this part. My landlord told me to lock up the car and come home with him. I said, I ain't leaving my car. May come back and see it scrapped. My father always told me, try everything and the last thing you do is to leave your car. I had faith. I said, keep on trying that lug. We couldn't get off the lug. We tried. And he gave up. I said, keep on trying. And I put my hand on it and I said, God, help it to come off in the name of Jesus. And it came off. That's the kind of God we serve. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Will somebody say amen? Membership. It's not membership that will save you. It's relationship. God wants to know you. Peter denied Christ 3 times. 51, verse 51 in your Bibles. Verse 52, verse 53. The court crew and verse 61 and 62. Christ looked at Peter. Peter looked at Christ. And oh, what a look that must have been. I wouldn't want God to look at you like that. And some of you today, God is looking at you like that. He gave his life for you. There is eternal life. He gave you beautiful skin and you go and put tattoo on it. You go and pierce your neighbor. Are you still with me? He has given you good water and good Lucozade and you go and drink Magnum and Heineken. Say you want to boost yourself up. Alcohol still mocks you. Smoke away the beautiful lungs. What a look that must have been. But the song says only a look at Jesus can turn your way, thank you, from sin. A look will give you salvation, eternal life to live. May I say to you today, you may have failed God in the past. You may have lost your faith, but the devil won't shut you down because there's joy in Jesus. There's joy in the Holy Ghost. Don't let nobody steal your joy. You may be persecuted, but not forsaken. The Apostle Paul said, cast down, but not destroy. Penniless, but not poor. Down, but not out. But may I say to you today, press along, saints. Press along in God's own way. A persecution you may face, trials and crosses in your way. But the hatter, I said the hatter, I say the hatter, the battle is sweet of the victory. Jesus is my deliverer. I know he delivers me. Pain in my back, he delivers. Pain in my head, he delivers. He delivers.
delivers me from my challenges. He favored me despite of my enemies. Will somebody say amen? I thank God today for Jesus. I thank God today for God the Father. And I thank God today for the Holy Ghost.
There's something about Jesus. There's something about that name. I was doing a week of prayer series at Kingsway High School. Young lady came into my office crying as I was doing counseling with the students. She came in crying and said, "He's at me, he's at me." I looked around and I said, "Who is at you?" Hear me carefully. It's a different kind of word today. I deliberately took out all the eisegesis, Pastor, all the nice fancy phrase that we normally preach to get you jumping and shouting. All right, no. It's a serious word today. Hear me, unbeliever. You're not baptized. Hear me carefully. Young girl came crying, "He's at me, he's at me." I said, "Who's at me?" "The devil." And she called a name. I don't know who that name is. Hear me carefully today. We sat her down and she started to move and chant and chant and shout. The devil is real. I told her, as long as there's Satan, there will be sin. As long as there's sin, there will be suffering. And when there's suffering, there will be death. And as we prayed for her, she calmed down. She took me inside and said, "Pastor, the devil knows you. He doesn't want me to see you." In fact, she told me, "Pastor, a week of prayer services from the past, the devil would go and sit beside her, some demon," she said, "and talk to her and tell her all manner of things." Well, this time around, she said, "When I'm preaching, she can't go in there. He can't go in. He stops her at the steps." And she goes inside and she said, "That's the only time she gets relief, when she's in church, worshiping and praising God." Today, many of you have left the church. You've wandered away. The Bible says, "Oh, a sheep, you've gone astray." Each one of us to our own way. But as I spoke to that gunman I told you in last week, after that gunman in Jewsland, as he cried after one of my services, preaching in Jewsland, as my members noticed, as he cried on my shoulder and he showed me the gun, hear me carefully, as he showed me the gun and said, "Pastor, does your God love a gunman who killed many women and children, many boys and girls, fathers and mothers, grandmothers? Is your God in love with a gunman?" He said, "I've tried many times to give up the gun. I've tried many times to come to church. I've tried, Pastor, but the devil is at me." I told him, "You can't save yourself. Only God can." The difference between me and you, hear me, unbeliever, you're not with the church fully. I am baptized. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. The devil can ask permission. He can throw everything. Hear me, young people. But when you're not baptized, you'll always have stress. He can give you the full force of his temptations. Yeah, you wonder why you can't. Every time you try to pray, the prayers come back down. Every time you try to get a job, you can't keep it. You're trying the cash pot and the lucky five and you can't win. Or when you win for a moment and you end up losing. You try to keep a man and the man have sex with you and leaves you. You try to stop drinking. You try to stop smoking. You can't save yourself. But I'm so glad there is no mountain too high that God can lift you. There is no too low that God can save you. He will hear you when you call. He will lift you when you fall. He's still the sympathizing. He's still empathizing. Never failing Jesus. The song says, "Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, hey, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go. He still walks with me. He still talks with me. He still tells me that I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other." Hallelujah. Hear me, young lady. He's calling your name. He's calling your name, young man. And today, as you play that song softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. I'm making a general appeal to both Adventists and non-Adventists today. Then I make a specific one. You know the devil has been at you, just like Peter. He has been shaking you. Sick. Yes, Thursday night pastor, we prayed for a boy outside. Calvino. I think his name is a Calvino. Outside there. Sick with fever. Vomiting, Patrick. Asthma. Respiratory problems. The mother was crying at Thursday night service. She tried everything. Went to different persons. Tried different things. I don't know if she tried up here, but I don't even want to go there. Try the doctors. The doctors has given up. But thank God, the song says, the sympathetic of great physician now is here to sympathize in Jesus. When doctors fail, when you've tried everything, when your back's against the wall, my Jesus never fails. Is there anybody here who can lift up a hand and testify? He never fails me yet. But you want to shack up with that man. You want to hold on to those politicians. All politicians do is fix potholes with promises. Hear me carefully, beloved. You want to keep on dancing on the gull and the agave side. Well, I buried a friend 4 weeks ago who danced coming from a wet party, January 1. Laughed and said he's not ready yet. God gives him time. But as I always say, it's appointed to every man once to die. But after death comes the judgment. I buried my friend. We used to go and play around together, dancing and so forth. But I'm in church and he laughed at me. He's now dead. Died just 8 days before his birthday. Just 21 years old. You ain't ready yet because they said you're young. You want to enjoy life. But you can be hearted today. Tomorrow you can be dead. But I'm not here to preach a message of doom and gloom like some preachers do. To bring you to the altar crying. I'm here to give you Jesus. I'm here to give you the cross. Because at the cross, where I first found the light, and the burnings of my heart will roll away. It was there by faith. By faith. You need to take that step today by faith. I receive my sight. You are not baptized. I'm changing my mind. You're not baptized. I want to test your faith. You are baby mother. You're baby father. You are not baptized. But you said, Pastor, the devil has been messing with me. You want to come out of your seat and let's pray together for you. Come on quickly. You want to pray. You want to pray today with me. Let's come quickly. Come quickly. I don't need to make any long appeal. I don't need to boil and prance like some preachers. You heard the words. You know that you have been shaken. You know the devil. If you want to stay there in your ignorance, that's you and God. Because the Bible says he winks at your ignorance. God doesn't look at you, he just winks and cut his eyes. Because he can't save your soul. You have to come to him. For you and for me. Like blind Bartimaeus. He cried out to Jesus. Jesus said, come, blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus said, how? They said, blind Bartimaeus, can you see your way? No, but if he calls me, I'm coming. Blind Bartimaeus, can you hold Jesus' hand? I can't see my way. But if he calls me, I'm coming. The church is standing. Come home. Let's sing that song. Come home. My Bible worker, Sister Witter, you're coming up here quickly. My ushers, I want these names. I need these names. I need to pray for these baby mothers in a very special way. I need to have their cards, their names at my bedside tonight. I need to pray for the father for them. Pray for these men, these fathers. Get those names for me. Sign that name. Sign that card, beloved. Put your name. Put your address. Put the telephone number. I want to pray for you. I want to call you. I want to study with you. We want to pray for your child. We want to intercede for you. Just take a card and sign a card. Why should we linger? Tarry when Jesus is pleading.
When Jesus
is pleading. That's my Bible word to Sister Witter. She'll be looking for you. She'll be talking with you. She'll be praying for you. I want your name. As a matter of fact, put your number. Don't put a bogus number or a false address. I need your number, beloved. I need to pray for you. Someone is praying for you. The devil wants your soul. But thanks God, somebody's praying for you.
We pray.
You're
not baptized, but you want special prayer. You want to change. You want a new life. You want a new path. Just come. Come quickly. Friends bringing friends.
Mothers bringing daughters. Sisters bringing sisters. Fathers bringing sons.
You are weary.
Come home.
Come home. The song says earnestly, tenderly,
earnestly,
Jesus is calling.
Tenderly, Jesus is
calling for you and for me.
Calling, oh sinner,
come home. Praise the Lord. Sing that last stanza of why should he tarry?
Think
of the goodness.
Wonderful love.
Yes, promise.
Promise
for you and for me.
Promise for you.
Tomorrow night we have baptism. If you want to get baptized, you can see me afterward. If you want some Bible study, if you want to come to this crusade, if you want special prayer, the sign of God, beloved, we want to pray for you. There is mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me.
Pardon for you.
Come home. We're holding hands together. We're holding hands together. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. We're holding hands. Come home.
Come home.
Get those cards for me.
Come home.
Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Earnestly,
he still calls. He still pleads. He's still knocking, beloved. Knocking at your heart's door. Begging for you to come in. You're singing softly. Come home. As we hold hands, Pastor, we're going to be praying. I'm going to ask one more time. I'm going to be calling for those persons who are supposed to be baptized. We're going to pray one more time for you. Sing softly. Sing very softly. I'm calling these names. I hope they're here tonight, this evening, this morning rather. Terry and Paige, quickly come up here quickly. We're going to be praying for them. We keep on praying because the devil is at you. Tomorrow night is your day. Anthony Thorpe is already up here. Praise the Lord for him. Nicole and Matt Dermott, I don't know if Sister Bev is here. Is she here? Could it come up, Sister Bev? We're praying for you because the devil is designed to have you. Don't let him have you. Winsome Anderson, where's Winsome? Come on up here, Winsome. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. God is still working on you, Winsome. He's still working. He's still working. Hilton Mitchell, is he here? I don't know if he's here. He should. Oh, he's here. Praise the Lord. He's here. Is your nephew here? Is your nephew here? He's not here today. He'll be here tomorrow, though. He'll be here tomorrow at the river. Okay, make sure you don't leave him. Hector, that's Hector Mitchell. Shaquille is here. He's here. 9-year-old boy who told me, Pastor, I said, why do you want to get baptized? He said, Pastor, because I don't want to go to hell. I believe in the word of God and I want to go to heaven. That's enough for me. He said, Pastor, I want to change. God sees his heart. Kadeen, is Kadeen here? Kadeen, did I get a name right? Kadeen. She's here. Praise the Lord for her. Kevin Edwards, where's Kevin? He was not here on Thursday night. He's here today. His mother is an usher. Praise the Lord for Kevin. He's coming. I don't know, Sister Witter. I don't know if Winston Bart is not here. He's here. Winston was missing on Thursday. I don't know his face. Where is he? I don't know his face. Where's Winston? Come, Winston. Oh, yes, I know. You're always at the front. Come on up, Winston. Praise the Lord for him. God will work on your mind, Winston. He'll work on your mind. He knows your heart. People don't understand you, Winston, but he knows you. Don't worry about what people may think. He knows your sincerity. I remember you every night you stand at the front. And when we're finished, you help pull down the tent. You are willing. You're willing. He's going to work on you. Praise the Lord for them. Say amen, church. So on my paper, we're just missing one person. On my paper, we're just missing one person. Just one person. So Mr. Mitchell, don't leave your nephew tomorrow. Don't leave your nephew. No, I'm saying you don't leave your nephew. Hector. Don't leave your nephew tomorrow. Make sure you have him. Make sure you have him. Those are 10 persons. Will the church say amen? It's our first baptism.
I'm asking you just to pray. Time is up. I finished the sermon a long time ago. I'm asking you just to pray for these people. Pray for them specially. They're serious. But the devil has, God has given me this word. The devil wants your soul. But don't let him get you. We're going to pray also for these young people. Pastor, you're going to come beside me. You're going to pray. Pastor, you're going to be praying for the members who came up to the altar. And I'm going to be praying for those persons who are getting baptized tomorrow, that the Lord will keep them. Keep them faithful. I'm going to get past the mic. We're going.
Shall we bow our heads? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the leading of your Holy Spirit. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, for the wisdom that they have placed in the heart of your children to listen to your voice. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, for the strength you have given to them to step forward, even to write their names on these cards. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, that they are in their rightful minds, even in this wicked and vile world. Lord, we ask that as you have brought them forward from their homes to your church, from their seats to the front, we pray, Lord, that you'll guide their footsteps even to the water grave of baptism, even to your kingdom. You know where they live, Lord. You know their circumstances. You know their challenges. You know their heart's desire. We know, Lord, that the devil is on a program to turn them back from you. But, oh Lord, we know that you have gained the victory. And we ask, Lord, you give them the wisdom and the strength to trust you, Lord, knowing that you are greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. Give them strength of mind. Give them the will to do and to dare for you. Protect them from sickness, accident, and danger. May your word continue to live in their mind and in their heart and in their lives. May your word continue to be their guide. Dear Father, we look towards the day when time shall be no more. And having settled it with you, we'll hear well and at last from your lips. Bring us back again this afternoon. Bring us back again tomorrow morning. Bring us back again tomorrow night. And above all, Father, keep us pressing and going forward. When we all will hear well done, according to your will we pray. In Jesus' name.
No, Father, we pray in a very special way. As I stretch forth my hands on your people who have decided to follow you in baptism tomorrow, we ask a divine God that you watch over them. You'd keep them away from evil men and wicked spirits. You sanctify them. You set them apart. The devil is upset today. He's troubled today. His demons are wailing. But we are thankful today that the blood of Jesus has covered your people. And you have said, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us pure within? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So wash them, God, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Send angels who excel in strength to encamp around them and keep them in good health and keep their minds on you. And may they rejoice tomorrow. As they say no to the devil and say yes to Jesus. They have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Praise the Lord, no turning back. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, both now and forevermore. Let the church say, amen. You may be seated. Will the church say amen? Will the church say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
If you received your blessing, let me hear you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. As you go back to your seat, we meditate on the words of God, and we'll sing that song, Dismiss Us, O Lord. As you go back to your seat, spend a few seconds just to meditate on the words of God, and then we'll sing a departure song, I'll Never Be the Same Again.
From thy worship we go away. Thy endless confidence o'erflows.
Same again, and I will never be the same.